Next up is retirement specialist John Burrs. He is with our Christian Financial Advisor Network. The Christian Financial Advisor Network is something that I created to help you find good Christian financial advisors. The Christian Financial Advisor Network has advisors in over 43 states, and all of these advisors are able to help you answer questions, whatever you might need, whenever you're trying to put together a financial plan. So John is going to begin a four-part series this week on the many benefits of adding life insurance to your financial plan. So here, with this week's financial strategy, is John Burrs.
Well, hi, Jerry. Over the last 2 weeks, I've been talking about why cash value life insurance should be considered when developing a person's overall retirement planning strategy. Well, over the last few weeks, we've had a lot of listeners email me concerning more details as to what are the advantages and disadvantages of investing using cash value life insurance as the investment vehicle. So today, I wanted to answer some of those questions. Let's start out by determining what cash value life insurance really is. When you pay premiums on a cash value life insurance policy, some of your money is applied toward the policy cash value, which is similar to a savings account within the policy. Over time, the cash values accumulate. Then, at some point in time during your lifetime, you can access the cash values by taking either withdrawals or policy loans or surrendering or canceling your policy. So one of the questions asked was, can the policy cash values be a benefit to help pay for private elementary education for my kids? Well, it's unlikely that many parents of elementary school-age children will be able to utilize the cash value in their insurance policies to pay for private school tuition unless they have purchased the policy well in advance of their children being born. The reason is that it does take several years, usually 10 or more years, before policy cash values build up to a sizable amount. However, for most people, if they have started the policy when the children are young, they could easily use that cash value to help pay for college expenses. Now, some of the benefits that you may not have thought about is, first of all, if you passed away, there would be a death benefit available that would pass on to your heirs income tax-free, meaning if you died early, you could still have enough money paid to your children to help pay for their college costs because of the death benefit. Secondly, what if the children decide not to go to college? Well, you are the owner of the contract, so you can use that money for whatever you want. Let's say you want to help them with maybe a down payment on a house, or maybe even you want to help supplement your own retirement income. The point is, how you use the money is your choice. Third, you can put as much money into a cash value life insurance policy as you want. There is no limit to the amounts you can contribute. Now remember, there is no upfront income tax benefit for the amounts you contribute. However, while the money is growing inside the cash value life insurance policy, it is growing tax deferred, meaning that while it is growing, you do not receive a 1099 for the growth each year. This is important because money will grow faster if you do not have to take money out of the contract to pay taxes each year. And most important, when you start to take a distribution from the contract, it is not considered reportable income. In other words, since there is no line on the 1040 tax form that asks you how much money did you receive from your cash value life insurance policy, you do not have to claim that loan or withdrawal as income. This is especially helpful for grandparents who buy a cash value life insurance policy with the intent of helping their grandchildren. Why is that? Because if a grandparent is retired and receiving a Social Security benefit, distributions taken from their cash value life insurance policy, if done properly, is not considered reportable income and will not increase the taxes on their Social Security benefit income. So even if you are only using this income to supplement your own retirement income, it will not affect the taxes on your Social Security benefit because, again, it is not considered reportable income. Next week, I will discuss the different methods of taking money out of your cash value life insurance policy and the rules that apply to each method. Again, if you have any questions concerning today's topic, or if you'd like to get a second opinion to your current retirement planning strategy, you can contact me by email at John, that's J-O-H-N, at CFANetwork.org. Again, that's John, J-O-H-N, at CFANetwork.org. And when you write me, let me know how I can best contact you, and I would be more than happy to discuss your financial situation personally with you. I trust this financial insight has been helpful, and I look forward to the next time when I can help you provide the foundation for a lifetime of financial independence.
John Burrs is a part of our Christian Financial Advisor Network. He is a retirement specialist, and he is available simply by going to cfanetwork.org. Fill out the brief online form. We'll put you in touch with him or somebody like him in your area.